God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Haven't we all been flummoxed by some criminal who's been condemned of a crime or judged for a crime, maybe even the death penalty, and shows no remorse, no sorrow for what he's done? And many times people say, well, he's not even sorry. And they're amazed. And yet this has been the case many times throughout history, from as far back as you can see to as far forward as you can see. A good example of this would be Pharaoh. God brought his people, Israel, out of Egypt and part of the Red Seas and provided food from heaven. And on the other hand, God rained plagues upon Egypt. And the Bible tells us that Pharaoh hardened his heart, and then that Pharaoh's heart was hardened. So it's interesting that mercy and judgment go together. If there is no judgment, there is no mercy. If there's no right or wrong for which I can be judged, then how could I ever receive mercy? Mercy would just be something I'm entitled to, in which case it would no longer be mercy. So in order for God to show Israel mercy, God had to show judgment to Egypt. You know, here's a woman whose husband beats her, and she prays for God's mercy. In order for God to answer that prayer and show her mercy, it's very likely that he's going to have to judge that husband. Judgment and mercy go hand in hand. I don't ever want to put myself in a position where in order for God to give mercy to one person, God has to give judgment to me. So the point I'm trying to make this morning, and that Revelation actually makes, is that those who reject God's right to judge ignore God's call to mercy. You know, judgment is both a distinction of what is right and wrong and the ability to know the difference, and the ability to know what to do, whether that is punishment or granting something else, mercy. God is judge in both ways. He has a clear mind on this matter. He has a right to give judgment on this matter, and he always does what is right. But those who reject God's right to judge ignore God's call to mercy. In Revelation 15, chapter 1, the Bible is talking about God's judgments poured out on those who defy him, and he pours this out through angels. And the Bible says in verse 3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. The song that will be is very much like the song that was when Israel came out of Egypt. They praised God for his right to judge, and they praised God for his justice and his truth, and you might say in this case, mercy. In verse 4, the song continues, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? And the answer is those who don't want God's mercy because they don't think that God has the right to judge in the first place. You see, history repeats itself. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and in the future, those who defy God, their hearts will be hardened. If you look at chapter 16, you find the words and the ethic of these angels pouring out judgment, and they say things like, thou art righteous, O Lord. They say things like, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. But what of those upon whom this judgment is poured out? The Bible says of them, they repent not to give God glory. The Bible says they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds. Here are people in the very midst of the judgment that they have brought upon themselves, not changing their mind. Now, friend, you are a person with the capacity to know and do right, to know God or to reject him. Three things. Number one, don't ignore God's right to judge. God has that right. God is a God of judgment. God is a God of mercy. Do not ignore God's right to be God. Number two, don't ignore your need for mercy. You know, on your best day, you need mercy. On my best day, I need God's mercy, not just God's grace. I need God's mercy. And three, don't ignore your obligation, my obligation, to be grateful people. There was a song when God brought Israel out of Egypt and part of the Red Seas. There will be a song in days to come, and there should be a song in your lips today.